Inside the heart of Elgin's Riverside Water Treatment Plant, a chemical feed pump is hard at work. The work being done by this pump is one of the many treatments the water here receives before it's sent into the community for consumption. Elgin gets its water from the Fox River. The city turned to this waterway 30 years ago when concerns were raised about the sustainability of deep well water. The chief operator at the Riverside plant is Stephen Page. He says while the river gives them a healthy supply of this precious commodity, they have to go to great lengths to ensure a high level of quality.
It's a little difficult at times because we do use the Fox River as a source, and it changes very rapidly. You know, like one good rainfall can change the qualities of the river dramatically.
Page says that's why they had the facility staffed around the clock, with samples being pulled from the river each shift. These efforts have resulted in Elgin topping quality competitions in Kane County and receiving recognition from the Illinois section of the American Water Works Association. And residents like Judith McDonald can also testify about how good the water is here.
Tap water is my main drink, so I drink it all the time, you know, and I've never been concerned about the quality of the water here in Elgin at all.
The taste of tap water and healthy supply levels aren't usually the first things that come to mind when talking about the selling points of a community. But Mayor Dave Captain says for this city of more than 100,000 people, it has served them well. He says it's something that has been attractive to businesses.
One of our major users is Hinckley & Schmidt. They actually take City of Elgin water, redistill it, and it becomes the Hinckley & Schmidt water. Businesses can't operate when their city tells them, well, we may have to shut the water down.
The mayor says the abundance of quality water played a crucial role in the city's revival in the 1980s and 90s. He says it has also kept them from having to enforce water restrictions like many communities did during last year's drought. But Captain says they are becoming increasingly mindful of the need to encourage conservation.
Conservation works all the time, and it's the best for the community to do that. It's best for people to invest in those practices. We want them to save money on their water bills. We want them to be frugal.
Captain says less demand will also prolong the life of the equipment they use to pump the water from the river. He says they're already facing upgrades for their sewer system. Officials say they also need to complete water infrastructure in developing parts of Elgin. That work was halted when the economy crashed several years ago. Water treatment plant operator Stephen Page echoes the need for conservation. He says last year's drought put a strain on his facility's budget because his staff had to increase treatment efforts. Page says even though they haven't had to worry about a shrinking water source, preparing for that scenario is a good idea.
I'm kind of an environmental guy. I always have been. I really think it's important for us to protect our water and preserve the supply.
Even if that means in the future asking residents and businesses to do their part by limiting usage. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.